Video may identify arsonists. Rioters kept guards from dousing fires. Public prosecutors are scheduled to present closed-circuit video footage today in the criminal trial of two men charged with participating in the arson that burned down Central World at Zen Department Store last year. The video is expected to help pinpoint those responsible for setting the shopping center ablaze during riots after the military moved in to disperse red shirt demonstrators in central Bangkok on May 19th last year. Police have charged two adults and two minors with arson, and their trials are being held separately in criminal court and juvenile court. Tawi Nakchumnum, 42, a senior security guard employed by Central Group, which owns the shopping complex, on July 1 testified in criminal court he and other guards had discovered a number of small fires in the building and were trying to douse them when the rioters stormed the building. The security staff tried to negotiate with the rioters to allow them to put out the fire in the building, but their threatening behavior forced Mr. Tawi and his team to retreat and hide. Unknown Kempet 30, another state witness who has been in charge of the Central World CCTV control room for 2 years, told the court that he had watched on the control room monitors as a dozen people or more threw Molotov cocktails at the building, and as others started looting. Two of the defendants, Saichong Papua, 29, and Pinit Janarong, 27, are due to appear before the court again today for another hearing, during which the public prosecutor will present CCTV video footage of the looting and arson attack on the shopping complex. The other two defendants, Patsakoan Chai Si Tao, 18, and Atapon Wanato, 18, appeared before the juvenile court last week in separate hearings. They are scheduled to return to court on Thursday for another hearing. In addition to the arson charge, Patsakoan Atapon and Mr. Pinit also face charges of looting. Mr. Saichon is being tried only for the arson charge. While the other suspects have spent the past year in jail, Patsakoan and Atapon have been out on bail since their arrests. Another 5 people have been charged with looting. The court has already examined all the state witnesses, but has yet to question defense witnesses in the case.